You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Hello, everyone. It is your host, Nicolette Gaona. I am so sad to be doing this last season's recap tonight. I have been your host since AfterBuzz has been on. And since I started at AfterBuzz, I was the one who launched the, you know, recap show for 90210. And as being as for doing it, we are doing the last episode recap for 90210. We All Fall Down with my lovely co-host. I'm so glad you were able to join me. And I'm so glad you've been joining me this whole last season. It's been great.
It's been so much fun. Thank you for having me on the show.
So glad.
So sad. So sad.
You know, we both have been fans of this show for a really long time.
Yes.
And when they started, you know, with the pre-video before the actual episode aired, it was a nice surprise.
It was. It was cute. They were all, like, hanging out just as regular people, not the actors.
Exactly. It shows how humble they are and how true they are actually to their fans as well as to each other. And it made me really appreciate them even more.
Yes.
And there was actually a part in the pre-show that they were saying, you know, the fans probably started with 90210 in high school and actually graduated when they graduated. And to be honest, I was in high school when it did start. I remember the very first season, never stopped. They graduated, I graduated. So literally, I did grow up with them.
Aww.
So it is really sad, and it was a great opportunity for me to recap this show because, hands down, it's one of my favorite shows, and it was one of the shows that I always stuck to.
Yes.
I mean, what are your thoughts?
It was so entertaining throughout all five seasons, and, I mean, my mom watched the original, and for me to watch it, it's interesting, and we were just talking about it. They're probably going to make another one, like, when we have kids.
I know.
You know, it can be like, oh, ours is so much better, like they do with the original now.
Exactly.
So it's interesting to see the second generation of it, and we're growing up with it, and what it'll come out to be.
Yeah, and, you know, in this pre-show, it was just really humbling. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It was interesting to actually hear, you know, their favorite parts of the episodes and, you know, the funniest parts. One of my favorites was when Adriana was explaining about when her and Teddy, and what's his real name?
Trevor Donovan.
They were doing, like, the dream type of situation. He had to, like, rip open his shirt. And it's cool to, like, find out who the real original cast is. If you think about it, Liam did come in. Matt Lattner did come in later.
Yes, he did.
So it was funny how they were saying they had to warm up to him a little bit first. Like, who is this new guy coming in?
It's just like regular high school, right?
Exactly.
It's like, there's a new kid.
Well, they didn't. Shanae was saying that she didn't really have a graduation. So, you know, they all graduated together. They all had the proms together.
Yeah.
Like, you know, an experience.
And for the most part, this cast was actually pretty close to their character ages. So I really like that, too, about this show.
Exactly.
They weren't, like, 35-year-olds playing 18-year-olds.
Except Trevor.
Yeah.
Which is such a surprise because he looks so young.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was also crazy to look back at season one, how young they looked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 5 years, that's...
Do you remember Naomi with, like, the crazy curly hair?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
And Matt with the more shaggier and the baby face.
Aww.
He had a really big baby face. I mean, who do you think is the most that has developed?
for like features or
features and then acting and then acting. Yeah,
I would want to say features probably Naomi. She like she's I think I feel like she started off as like, you know, like a young girl and now she's like a woman. I don't know. I that's how I she started off pretty. Now she's like sexy.
Right.
You know, I would say her or Annalyn McCord. And for acting, I kind of want to say Shanae Grimes.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, that's a really good one. Because at first it was kind of very simple.
Yeah.
Her character was very simple. She had a couple of times that she had a struggle with her acting. I mean, because it's not that I personally don't think she's the best actress, but I do think that her acting really got a lot better.
It was so surface before, and she, I guess, while the character was getting deeper and deeper, her acting had to go there too.
Yeah, and I feel, you know, they were actually explaining how Naomi's character was actually really funny.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that until they actually explained that she was actually funny. Because, you know, to us, we're just like, oh, typical.
Right.
But it was actually really funny.
Yeah, she's like sarcastic. She's witty.
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
I think the one who probably had the most challenges with acting, and I would kind of feel like Silver, she really portrayed all her, I mean, she was bipolar at one time, you know, to dealing with, you know, the baby drama and, you know, now
Adriana's
the cancer.
Drama.
Yeah, and I feel like she had a lot of big, like, major, like, crazy scenes, kind of, you know. So to me, I would probably have to say her on the acting. Looks-wise, you know, I was always interested to see Silver. I mean, again, Silver. She's gone through so many different stages on her looks. And she was one of my favorites, I'd have to say. And out of the boys, Naveed's came a long way.
He has come a long way.
He has. I would have to say probably him.
I think he's the one who's gotten hotter, like, from all the guys.
Definitely.
Most of them, they all pretty much started out hot.
Hot, exactly.
But Naveed, I never looked as, oh, he's really hot until, like, the college years and on.
And on, yeah. Because he was getting that more manly, like, role.
Yeah, he had his, like, structure going.
Yeah, so, yeah, like I said, I was tearing up as, like, it was getting down to the last episode. And I'm not going to lie, this last episode was kind of lame to me.
Really?
Just a little bit, because I feel like it was very rushed in a way. And it was kind of like, okay, they're going to end up being together, and then, you know, they're going to be together, and, well, forget Dixon and his storyline, and, well, Silver, you're just going to have cancer and just not tell anybody, like, you know, unless she told, like, you know, obviously Dixon. Mm-hmm. I kind of ended up them, actually, if you think about it, kind of ended up them being at the end again together.
Yeah.
You know how they were at the beginning together. Adriana and Naveed were together at the end, you know.
And Annie and Liam.
Annie and Liam.
Everyone,
and
everyone ended
kind of went back
who?
To their original, you know. I would have liked to see maybe Dixon, like, his music thing blowing up, or his
maybe
label.
Maybe getting a call last second or something.
Or, like, his label coming up. I mean, I wish they could have, like, thrown something more into that versus just kind of saying bye to his sister and being there, just there, you know?
Maybe that was the whole thing of the whole story, the whole series, that it was always about Annie.
Yeah.
And he was just always there for support.
I know.
I don't know. I kind of feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, he was always kind of like below and then would come in and she would come back and like support him and all of that good stuff. So, yeah, I guess they had, you know, a good closure because they've been through a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I started off, you know, wanting to talk about Silver and Dixon. We saw Silver going through a lot this last season from the baby drama to now having cancer. I mean, in a way, I was thinking, okay, are they going to let her have it or are they not? The fact that she does have it, it's kind of good that we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We can all just think she's going to fight it.
Right.
Because that's just what she's going to do. And I don't know. There wasn't much to their storyline.
It was so quick. I mean, mid-episode, we find out that she does have cancer when the doctor calls. And I didn't like that it was done over the phone. I just didn't like that whole situation. She was by herself, you know.
Right.
And the craziest part was when Prince Jackson came and started talking to her. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I know. I was like, where is this even coming from?
Right.
Like, well, hold on. Michael Jackson's son is on camera right now. What's really going on? Like, I didn't even know he was acting.
He
okay, pause, hold on. Like, and it was just so random. Like, it was what is so he even, random. Like, if I was there, I'd be like, what are you doing talking to me right now?
Right? Like, who are you?
Like, who are you? You don't know what I'm going through. Like, why are you all up in my bags? Like, I was thinking the exact same thing. I was just like, okay, hi. Yeah, all right. Good luck with everything.
Yeah.
And just the whole bombing situation. Mm-hmm. It was really intense.
They never told us what happened. They didn't tell us anything.
I mean, so it was like an explosion.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I don't know, you know, everything that happened in Boston and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know, and it was horrible and terrible. I don't know if they was trying to kind of like portray, but I guess they made it before it even actually happened.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. They stopped filming maybe.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. So never mind. So
that's pretty crazy. But it's kind of actually, coincidence like that happened.
Yeah. I kind of pointed that. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird that they're kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
With the whole relief funds and all of that stuff. But overall, you know, the past 5 years, Silver and Dixon, they've been through it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dixon from drug abuse to dating probably every girl there. And from Silver from bipolar to doing the video editing, you know, wanting to have a kid. So they have definitely grown into, you know, hopefully knowing what they're doing. And I don't know. Did you have anything else to really say?
I mean, I totally agree with you. I think the episode was rushed, and I was like, okay, well, this is the last episode. Take it or leave it. You know, this is how it's going to end. I feel like last week's episode was even more It was more emotional. It was more, I feel like that could have been the last episode had they concluded it a little better.
Totally.
Yeah, so I feel like this was kind of like an extra episode they just threw in. Let's put everyone together. Let's put everyone happy ending. Okay, we're good.
It was like done. Like,
right.
Right. I think it could have been better. Now we had Naomi and Jordan.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really see why they threw that in there last moment.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Jordan should have even been in the last episode.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm a huge Robbie Jones fan, but I don't know. I feel like that last episode should have been the core group from, you know, including Liam from the beginning. So, I don't know.
But also, it's kind of a new beginning for Naomi.
Yeah.
I guess.
To me, it was kind of like, okay, what's the difference from now and, you know, all her other little relationships, you know? It's just going to end anyway. She's going to do something crazy. She's going to start acting crazy.
Right.
So, I don't know. I didn't feel like, maybe she did mature. Maybe, you know, with the whole Jordan's mom thing, and she let him go so she can make it even.
It was just weird to me. It was very weird to me.
Yeah.
I probably would have rather seen her maybe, like, I don't know, doing something by herself, you know? Because I feel like she's always been kind of needy.
Yeah.
And always kind of having to have somebody there. Mm-hmm. So it would have been nice to maybe, like, actually take her independence, go with Annie, you know, and kind of do that. But, I mean, Jordan, you know, seems like he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. And the whole situation with his mom, which I think that's just an overly strict mother.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's never really, it's that serious.
Right. You'd be surprised.
I mean, I would be, but I would hope that will never happen, okay? I mean, she was definitely hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally came through and they were off to, what, Paris was it?
With Annie.
Oh, D.C. They were going to D.C.
Oh, yeah, D.C. first.
Yeah.
And then Paris.
Paris. So that was a nice little congrats to Naomi. Her character as well has been through a lot. I mean, I totally forgot the whole rape scare.
Oh, yeah.
From, she's just,
the very beginning.
She has always been that, you know, hot, sexual Naomi.
And she uses it. And she uses it to get what she wants. But I feel like she's not, you know, like, I want to say a whore. You know,
yeah, using definitely her. Not.
She,
yeah.
I feel like she did it, always did it in kind of a smart, I'm going to get what I want and then leave, you know.
Right, exactly. And that's why, you know, we all loved her for that.
Yeah.
She was always just like, I am beautiful. So.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to use it. So, yeah, exactly.
Adriana and Naveed. Now, I have to laugh because they actually were the most entertaining.
Yeah.
They were. Them and Annie and Liam.
Yeah.
Of course, because who does not like Adriana and Naveed together?
I know.
They have been through so much. I honestly can't wait to go back and watch the first season again and really, in the second season, just really see them together and the baby drama.
He was there for her for everything.
For
the drugs,
everything.
The baby.
The music.
The craziness. The music. Everything. He was always there right beside her, dating her or not. And if they didn't end up together, I would have thrown my shoe at the TV.
Exactly. The fact that, you know, they want to have a house together.
Yeah, that was so cute that
they
went back out.
So that, honestly, I mean, we really have nothing more to say but perfect. I mean, the perfect
ending.
It
was. And, like, right when you think, oh, my God, it's okay, everything's going to be great, she came out, and then she's like, where's Naveed?
Right.
And then your heart stops, and then he comes out, and you're like, okay, everything is going to be okay.
So. Yeah. And the last ending, Annie and Liam. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, we saw that coming.
Yeah.
It was just
taking
them
hoping for
a long time to realize, hello, Liam. I wish they would have done it earlier to, like, actually see them grow together.
You know, I thought for, like, a split second right before the episode started, I thought that it was going to kind of be a Gossip Girl-ish ending with, you know, Blair and Chuck getting married because they were always belonged together. So I just wish that...
Well, there you go. Spoiler alert.
Right. I just wish that Annie and Liam would have shown the wedding. I thought you know, the friends last minute getting together.
Oh, that would have been so awesome.
That would have been perfect.
Because literally the Gossip Girl ending, I mean, was perfect. And I think that's why I kind of was sad that the 90210 was very rushed.
Yeah.
You know, we had them doing that engagement photo at the end, and they're all like, oh my God, they're engaged.
So cute.
It was cute, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, come on now.
Yeah.
Like, we could have done this more smoother.
Right. I wish you would have said, like, you know, 1 year later, and then everyone joins again. They're like, oh my God, I missed you. And. Come on, writers.
Like, seriously, like, they came back from Paris.
Yeah.
Naomi and Jordan are together.
Yeah.
And, you know, they see, like, Liam and Annie married and successful.
And Silver's there last second.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, my God,
and
she's
Adriana
alive.
And Naveed, like, in their house together with maybe some
kids
or something.
That would have been perfect.
Well, that's things I guess we'll have to imagine.
All right.
But it was definitely a really hot ending scene with...
Yes.
Liam on that motorcycle. Don't we all love him on that motorcycle?
Oh, my gosh.
That infamous motorcycle.
When he was like, when he got down on the knee and he said, this is romantic, so you better say yes. I was like,
seriously.
I died.
I mean, who would really say no to that?
I die, right.
Oh, my, I really would have died, too. I mean, look at you. You're going to be getting married. So you know that feeling.
It wasn't that romantic.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, at least he put a ring on it, okay?
Right, that's all
that matters. Exactly. It doesn't have to always be so romantic. As long as you love me, okay?
Right.
No worries. But yeah, so it was sweet, and it's sad.
It is, and I feel like we both would have wished for a little more in the episode.
Yeah.
I wanted to, like, be bawling my eyes out,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
I feel like the only show that has really done that has been The OC.
Okay,
where
really?
You're just, like, bawling your eyes out, you know.
Yeah.
But that's why I did cry. It was a little emotional, but it was like happy tears.
It
and I was.
Was
like, aww.
And I have to say though, I definitely cried in other episodes. Like this one was okay.
Last week was
intense.
It's so intense with Michaela losing the baby, and she just like left. She's like, peace out.
I know, no mention of her. You're probably the one that lost the baby,
right.
Doing all what you're doing, but okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. But so at the end, we see them all ending their separate ways, and you can just see that they will be back together one day.
Yeah.
And this is a, you know, TV show that has really taught a lot of people things, and I mean, has gone through things that other people has gone through.
Absolutely.
So at the end of the day, it has touched people's lives. And I think it was a really good TV show to kind of, you know, have people get away from the certain things and actually watch other people go through it to help them out. So,
and they touched on so many deep and important things that can happen in everyone's lives.
Exactly.
So I love
touched
that
everything.
About that show, yeah.
So I just want to say thanks, 90210, for being an amazing show and... So happy that I could have been a fan and recap this. And
thank you for the last 5 years.
Really,
they've been amazing.
They really have been. And I'm just glad I can end the season like this.
Yeah.
With you.
Yay.
So thank you. So glad. Well, thanks, guys, so much for tuning in and listening to us. I will be hosting other shows. And so catch me on AfterBuzz on other shows. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Still do that. And we can still chat about 90210 always at @sensei_DRC. That's @sinse_DRC. And that's Twitter and Instagram.
And, of course, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Violet Kanyon. And also, Shanae Grimes got engaged.
Yes, so, and like, married in a black dress. She got married.
That's right. In a black dress. And that was crazy. And it's kind of like art imitating life or vice versa.
Exactly. So she was already prepared to get married.
She was like, I'm good.
So congrats to her on that. And thanks, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, 90210. Mwah!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.